May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the Magnificat is perhaps one of the most beautiful parts of the Bible, and I want to focus on it with us this morning. It reveals to us Mary's level of awareness and the firmness of her faith. This canticle of Mary teaches us to sing and to pray. This week, as I've reflected on Mary and her life, here is a woman who was chosen by God for her humility and love of him. At around 15 years of age, she was chosen to carry and give birth to the Son of God. She wasn't rich but poor, not powerful but most likely powerless, not married but unmarried. And her life speaks into the life of all of us, just in different ways. Just before these words of the Magnificat, Mary had set out with haste to visit the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, her cousin. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfilment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This morning, I really want to encourage us to go deeper into the Word of God and to listen and receive from it. I wonder if you've ever heard of a practice called Lectio Divina. It's an authentic source of Christian spirituality practiced by many Christian communities and individuals worldwide. Its purpose is that we may develop a deep and genuine love of Scripture, and so that we might grow in the surpassing knowledge of Christ. In a moment, I'm going to slowly read the Magnificat three times, each time asking you to consider something while I read it. The first time, I want you to consider what word or words catch your attention. "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants for ever.'" So I wonder, what word or words caught your attention? This second time, I want you to consider what comforts you. What comforts you? "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants for ever.'" So what comforted you? And this third time, I want you to consider what challenges you. "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants for ever.'" What challenged you? I'm going to read the scripture one more time. And as I do, I just encourage you, when you've thought about what words caught your attention, what comforted you, what challenged you, what praise would you like to bring the Lord? What petition or thanksgiving? So as I read, I just encourage you to bring that praise, that petition and that thanksgiving to the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Mary's life can inspire us to grow in trust. Mary lived out this prayer all during her life as she supported and stood by her son to the very end. It seemed to end in disaster at the foot of the cross, but that was not the end. New life was to come, and in our prayer today, let us unite our prayer with Mary as we strive to trust the hand of God more in our lives. Mary's life can inspire us to more freely offer our thanksgiving. For she says, "The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Today I join Mary in thanksgiving, looking back and giving thanks for the faithfulness of God in my life. Her life can inspire us to truly live with passion for God. She is so alive, with a revolutionary spirit. She's passionate about justice and the reign of God. So in our prayer today, let's ask God for that same passion. Her life can inspire us to have faith. For Elizabeth praises her not because she's conceived the Christ, but because she believed the angel's words. Let us pray to her for the strong faith we need in these troubled times, remembering that God can do what we think is impossible. Mary's life can teach us humility, for there is no false humility in her tremendous prayer. She makes no effort to minimise the greatness of God. She accepts it fully, joyfully and expectantly. And her great song of praise is a glorious expression of her hope. She reveals God's activity in the world. He scatters the arrogant, he pulls down the mighty, he sends the rich away empty. This is not to punish, but to shock them into a change of heart and behaviour towards the poor. Only the lowly and oppressed are promised eternal life with God. The arrogant rich will have to ask the poor to let them into heaven. So the Magnificat was a daily prayer of Mary, spoken in good times and bad, and we can imagine that she often prayed words like these. Even at times like the passion and death of her son, her faith remained strong that God would take care of her and of him. In prayer, we can pray our own Magnificat, thanking God for blessings, for good times, for bad times through which he's protected us. The faithfulness promised to God's people is also promised to each of us now. And so her example, her life, is for all Christians in how to say yes to God. For God desires to have a personal relationship with each of us. And Mary models for us how to respond to this great invitation. She trusts that God wants to do this great work in her, and she recognises what a glorious privilege it is. She sees that it's entirely God's doing, and she is merely saying yes. And we know that that response, that yes, has had ramifications for the whole world. And so her life is an example that God often uses the least likely. So let's not underestimate the power of our yes. So I invite you, if today you want to say yes afresh or for the first time to the call of God on your life, simply say yes in your hearts as I lead this prayer. I ask you, Lord, to give me Mary's confidence and generosity of spirit. I ask not just to listen to your voice and do your will, but to do it joyfully and fearlessly. I want to answer your call with an exultant yes, secure in the knowledge that as I move into the unknown, my journey will be made radiant by your transfiguring presence, and that as the psalmist foretold, your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. I would now encourage you, if you're able, to Google, or on your phone or on a tablet or on a laptop or a computer, Google Teze, Bless the Lord, and listen to this track. And right now, I'll just play a small section of it. And it's a really good chance to just reflect on what you've heard and on the response that you've made this morning. Let's pray as we finish. God of the little ones, with Mary we rejoice and give you thanks that you let Jesus Christ become one of us, and let him bring us the dignity of your sons and daughters. May we live up to that dignity and to the joy that says that we are deeply loved by you. Like you, may we also learn to care for all that is little and brittle, and bring your justice to the poor through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.